Hello, everyone. This is Amelia Rose, and welcome to In Search of Meaning, the podcast that brings you stories with life lessons from around the globe. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that you can always find us on the major social media platforms. And after each episode, you can visit our Facebook page and leave us a comment. Now, let's get started. Welcome back after what seemed to have been a long month off. I hope you have been enjoying the summer so far and that you are ready to get back on track with In Search of Meaning. Now, the story today has to do with a doctor who lived in a small town, and it is entitled Not Judging is a Gift Worth Giving. One day, this doctor was off duty, but the hospital staff called him because a young boy was admitted to the hospital, and he was the only specialist in that hospital area that could perform the procedure needed. This particular day, the doctor happened to be at the funeral of his own young son, who was killed in an accident a week before. But he rushed to the hospital as fast as he could, changed his clothes, and headed for the surgery block, only to find the father of the patient pacing the hall and waiting for a doctor to show up. On seeing the doctor running towards the surgery block, the father started to yell. "Why did it take you all this time to come?" he said. "Don't you care that my son's life is in danger? Don't you have some sense of responsibility?" But the doctor smiled and kept running. Then he turned to the father and said, "I am sorry. I wasn't in the hospital, and I came as fast as I could. Now, it would be nice if you would just try calming down so that I can go and do my job." The father turned to him. "Calm down, you say? If this was your son, would you calm down? If your own son were to die while waiting for a doctor, what would you do?" Again, the doctor smiled and replied, "We will do our best by God's grace, and you should pray for your son's recovery." The father walked away and grumbled under his breath, "Giving advice when we are not concerned is so easy," he said. Well, after several hours, the surgery was completed, and the doctor went out to talk to the father. "Thank goodness your son is safe." But without waiting for a response from the father, he rushed off to return to the burial service of his own son. The patient's father, again, instead of being thankful, remarked about how arrogant this doctor was, that he couldn't even stop for a few more minutes so that he could ask about his son's recovery chances. Well, the attending nurse was just passing by when she heard the father's remark, and with tears in her eyes, she turned to him and said, "Sir, your son is alive. That doctor's son was killed in an accident a week ago, and he was at his son's funeral when we called him. Now he's running back to finish the burial." Now, I don't know about you, but if I were that father, I would be looking for a hole to crawl in after hearing this. But then again, I got to thinking, how many times have I judged someone else wrongfully? And I am sure you can admit to have done the same thing yourself. So here is what I would like to do. I am going to be sharing some hard truths about judging others with you. I am also embracing these truths for myself, and I hope that you can join me in doing the same. So, truth number one, by judging others harshly, we compare ourselves to them and find ourselves to be superior. Truth number two, by constantly seeing the bad in others, we train our minds to find the bad. This is said to lead to enormous stresses in our lives. Who needs more stress? Number three, a large part of our motivation for judging others is said to be rooted in how we assess our own lives, our own thoughts, and our emotions. Specifically, it is said that when we get to the urge to judge someone, that urge often comes from something that we see in other people that subconsciously remind us of things we don't like about ourselves. Now, isn't that something? Truth number four. Our brains are said to be wired to make automatic judgments about others' behavior, and that we do that so we can move through the world without spending much time or much energy on understanding everything we see. Now, finally, the moral of the story really is that we should not judge others, because in so doing, we set ourselves up for further judgment. And the truth is, we don't know what is going on in anyone's life at any given time. We don't know the rationale behind their behavior. And one British author and teacher of meditation and mindfulness, Andy Puddicombe, once said, "It is easy to praise or to blame others for their actions. But unless we know their motivation, we really know nothing at all." He went on to say that by not judging others, we would have given them a gift. And that is a gift that is worth giving. Now, I hope you learn something from this story today. And I want to thank you again for always joining me in listening to this podcast. So I look forward to connecting with you again real soon. And do tell someone else about us and let us know how we are doing. Thank you again. See you next time.